Pentagon officials have delayed awarding a multi-billion dollar missile defense contract that includes operation of the interceptor base at Fort Greely until November. More than 100 civilians maintain the missile facility, which is operated by 150 Army National Guard members. Tim Ellis reports from member station KUAC.
Defense Department officials had intended to award the multi-year, ground-based, mid-course defense contract to either Boeing or Lockheed Martin this month. Both are competing for the follow-on contract. But a spokesman for the agency that oversees the program says federal officials want to take more time to review offers from the two aerospace giants. Missile Defense Agency spokesman Richard Leonard declined to speak on tape Friday, but in an email response to queries by KUAC, he said, quote, "We want to ensure we have a comprehensive evaluation, given the size of the program, and want to make sure we understand thoroughly the proposals and that the two companies understand our requirements." According to a statement posted to the agency's website, federal officials have, quote, "determined that it is in the best interest of the government to ensure rigorous and comprehensive proposals by industry and evaluation by the government by extending the anticipated award date into November of this year." Boeing and Lockheed Martin submitted proposals in January to develop and operate the ground-based mid-course defense portion of the nation's ballistic missile defense program. The initial 7-year contract reportedly is worth $600 million annually. Boeing Integrated Defense System has held the contract for the Ground-Based Mid-Course Defense, or GMD, since it was launched 10 years ago. Boeing spokeswoman Jessica Carlton says the delay will require Boeing to work out an arrangement with the Missile Defense Agency to extend the present contract while the government reviews the two offers for the new contract.
Boeing currently supports GMD under 3 separate contracts, actually, and so those right now have various end dates, and so we'll have to work with the customer to see how all of that fleshes out.
In Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.